I'll declare the meeting open, 10 past 6. Thanks everyone for coming. My apologies or brief leave of absence. Disclosures of interest. I have a written copy of a disclosure of interest from Councillor Reid for item 11.1 for a proximity impartial interest. Thanks, Suma. Oh, Suma, if you could read out the nature of the interest.
Yes. In regard to the matter, item 11.1, unbudgeted expenditure replacement of oven at Pengrup Pavilion for the Shire of Kent ordinary meeting, April 16, 2025. It disclosed that I have an association with the applicant, Pengrup Ground Improvement Committee, which is working closely with the Pengrup PNC Catering Coordinator. I'm a full financial member of the Pengrup PNC and work alongside the catering coordinator for catering events. I was also individually named in the application and correspondence from the PGIC to Council. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected, and I declare that I will consider the matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Thank you, Councillor Reid. All right. Yeah. Public question time, no public. Has anyone got any applications for leave of absence? No. Confirmation and receiving of minutes 6.1. Confirmation of the March meetings. Mover, Councillor Crosby, seconder, Councillor Gray. Everyone in favour? Six. And then just the council resolutions for noting. No announcements, no petitions. Officer reports. 9.1, appointment of the WA Electoral Commissioner for the 2025 Ordinary Local Government Election. Can I have a mover? Councillor Hobley, seconder, Councillor Harris. Everyone in favour? Or does someone want to say something?
I love it how they don't give us a cost of this, like we don't have to go to election. They just determine that at their own peril. That's very nice of them. So we will charge you more than enough. Plus some.
Excellent. Everyone in favour?
Yep.
9.2, monthly financial reports for March 2025. Can I have a mover? Councillor Gray, seconder, Councillor Hobley. Everyone in favour? All six. 9.3, schedule of accounts paid until end of March 2025. Can I have a mover for that? Recommendation of Councillor Reid and a seconder, Councillor Crosby. No one has any questions.
I do have one question. Just in regards to 9 Davies Street water, is very high.
Okay.
Just so if you have to just let you know.
Sure.
Yes.
Yep. Everyone in favour? Six. All right. 9.4, the endorsement of the road maintenance management plan. Can I have a...
I want to move an alternate motion. I want to put this to, line the table and go back to management to regroup with a few changes that's going to get given to you. There's a lot of stuff in there that just needs ticking over and... Yeah, so I feel it's not quite up to endorsement stage. Too much to discuss right now. Kate's got a good list. Or Councillor Johnson's got a good list.
Sure. So So do I just ask for a second for that motion?
So that's a procedural motion to move to the next business and yep. leave the motion to what? Yep.
Yep.
Council Hobley.
Yep.
So we've got quite a few notes that we want to make quite a few changes, which was too many to just sort of say,
sure.
can we introduce those changes? So we'll just change them all and then next time. Sweet. Everyone want to vote? Everyone in favour? Six. All right. 9.5, salaries and allowances for elected members. Can I have a mover? Councillor Gray, seconder. Oh, yes, sorry, we have to talk about what we want to pay. So, Christine, do you want to say anything? Or do I have to say it?
Oh, that's all the information
that we have
from the recent. In the initial agenda, there was a typo. I have gone and corrected that one now.
So it currently stands that this annual fee for the Shire President and the elected members both stand at $10,000 and the Shire President's sitting fee, I don't even know what that is. Is it 20?
No.
21.
Sitting fee and
21 for the allowance, and then the deputies is just 25% of what the President's allowance is. So do you want to put it up slightly to $10,500, given there was a $400 increase in your elected member's fee, or do you just want to leave it at
$10,000?
Yep. I'm happy to leave it at $10,000.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I believe that we should increase it all to the maximum.
Yep.
I feel the President does more than enough work to warrant we can pay $43,000, which is the maximum now. I know that's a substantial jump of $10,000, but I sat in the chair and it's a substantial job. And we have reduced council, or been forced to reduce members, and we did pretty much the maximum we could go to. So we've reduced council numbers, so invoking another $650 on top of the $10,000, so $10,650, I think it's more than achievable. And like in reality, I feel it's not enough given the workload that you should put into council.
Yeah, I probably agree.
I think that that's what we should be doing, and we get bits and pieces we deal with as councillors that, you know, feedback from our community, and we always say, well, are you willing to come along and help us? And we do get a lot of restrictions and resistance from that. And so I believe that they should be helping pay for that, not just us volunteering our times. Because I know this is, I do volunteer a substantial amount of my time to do this. The wage or the allowance doesn't cover the effort that goes in financially. So that's what I believe personally.
And potentially, I guess if we up it, then more people might want to join.
Well, potentially, or at least everyone, all ratepayers are paying for it.
Yeah.
That's if they don't want to join, well, at least they're paying and contributing.
Yeah.
And by going to maximums, you know, like, yeah, I know, you know, Kate at the moment gets another $10,000 or a bit more than $10,000, but it's just, at least it's going towards the amount of effort that goes into it, because it is a big job and it's a big responsibility too. So that's what I believe.
I'm certainly not against the President and Vice President getting more, that's for sure.
Vice President's not going to get much more.
No, what I'm saying is
because of the way it's been worded and done.
Well, the President in particular deserves everything they get, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I'll be undersold with that. So I can confirm Scott.
All right. So I guess the.
Well, I can move a motion that we go to the maximum allowances that we can get, which is what? President's 21,000.
21,880
for the position, and elected members of 10,650, and the maximum allowance for the president of 22,470. Is that right?
Yep.
Yep. And the deputy to get 5,618, as well as we retain the fax smile and telephone expense. Make sure we put fax smile in the.
They still write it in the tribunal.
Yeah, they do, yeah. So we retain that $1,000 allowance and adopt all the per cents per kilometre charges.
Mm-hmm.
Is that basically what you need in the motion?
That's exactly it.
So I'll move that.
And so Councillor Crosby moved that. Seconder, Councillor Gray. Everyone in favour? Motion. 11. New business of an urgent nature agreed to by a resolution of council. So we'll go to item number 11.1. So what do I have to do? I have to vote to go into the
vote.
We have to vote to accept it. Yep. Okay, so we have to vote to accept item 11.1. Can I have a mover? Councillor Hobley, seconder, Councillor Crosby. So 11.1, an unbudgeted expense for replacement of ovens at the Pingrup Pavilion.
To accept it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry, all six people voted for that. Yep. Sorry.
No one listened to the recording.
Okay, so... does someone want to move an officer's recommendation? Do I do that?
No, well, someone can move the option that I proposed, or I can move the option.
You want to put forward a different recommendation?
Can I put forward a different recommendation?
Instead of?
Option 1, 2, and 3. Option 4. Gas top, electric oven, 600 mil. Gas top, electric oven.
Domestic oven.
Yes.
Agree to the installation of a domestic oven.
Two domestic ovens.
Do you want to, like, obviously the ones that have been suggested, Westinghouse, do Westinghouse do a 90 centimetre gas on top?
Yes.
Electric?
Yeah.
We'll just replace all what's in the option two with, instead of having an induction cooktop, have a Westinghouse 90 centimetre electric gas freestanding oven.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, then you don't have to rewrite the world, that's all.
Yeah, yeah. So a council agreed to option.
Well, that's what we've gone down, it's pretty specific. Yeah. So if they do one, you must be happy with it.
The 90 centimetre induction freestanding oven.
Mm-hmm. So it's just a gas, electric gas
freestanding
oven. With a 90 centimetre gas top.
Electric
oven freestanding.
Yeah.
And do you want it to? Do you want the financial part to be the same, 80% of the total purchase cost?
Yes, we'll still
pay
up to 80%. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Agrees to pay up to 80% of the purchase.
So pretty much
purchase cost there, which is still what is number one. Yep.
Just
take out
two and three.
1, 4, 2, 3, and put 80% of the total purchase cost because we don't have costings for it.
Yep. So we've got that council one agrees to option two, replacing the 90 centimetre induction freestanding oven with a 90 centimetre freestanding gas cooktop with electric oven. And then point two and point three as per what was distributed. So notes the Pingrup Ground Improvement Committee will fund 20, instead of E remaining, it'll be 20% of the purchase cost, coordinate the purchase and cover the cost of freight and installation, and approve the reallocation of existing electric ovens to Shire Housing.
Yeah, in that part one, you need to put there that it's unbudgeted expenditure from the Pembroke Reserve Recreation Reserve, because that's where council's portion of the cost is coming from. Yeah. I'll help you.
Yeah. As unbudgeted expenditure from that. Yeah. Cool.
Right, so is everyone happy with the Scott, yeah. Darren, you moved it. Are you happy with how David read that out?
Yes,
as 1, 2, and 3. So yeah. Can we have a seconder for that recommendation? Councillor Crosby, and everyone in favour of the recommendation?
Yeah.
6.
Thank you. Very good.
Excellent.
Christy, we don't need any more. To take the money out of reserves, that's enough.
No, that's enough, because yeah. It's just not budgeted from reserves. Yeah. So
it's just bang.
It's just not budgeted expense. So.
That's
enough. Cool.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. So now to move behind closed doors. A mover, Councillor Harris, seconder, Councillor Reid. And everyone's in favour.
Yep.
6. Council meeting closed. Oh, thanks everyone for coming. It's great doing business with you. Meeting closed at 6:29.